171. The Platitudinous Priest. There was a priest who, because of his plain-spoken sermons, was considered pioneering in his field. When he gave his sermons, he would use plain language to avoid platitude and pique the interest of the congregation. Of course, any pious pioneer is going to have his antagonist, and the priest was no exception. One Sunday morning, after passing around the collection plate, the priest was giving his sermon, and God cursed the heathens with a plague. He had already reached a plateau, and as he was approaching the pivotal point, one of the men, who had been squirming and pivoting in his pew, suddenly stood up and yelled, "Plagiarism! Plagiarism!" The congregation began to grumble. The priest, trying to placate the congregation, said to the man, "Sir, if I have spoken any platitudinous remarks..." As the priest spoke and gestured, he inadvertently knocked over a wine pitcher next to the platform, which in turn fell into the orchestra pit and struck a boy soprano, who let out a high-pitched, ear-splitting shrill. The rafters at the top of the church shook. A plate-like piece of plaster, followed by a plank, fell and struck the antagonistic man. As the man was lying in the ambulance with a bottle of plasma connected to his arm, a policeman said, "Who is the plaintiff here?"
"I am," said the man.
"And who is the accused?" asked the policeman.
"I am," said the priest.
The priest mumbled to himself, "It would have been better if I had been struck by the plague." The priest is now serving time at a penal plantation.